Terry Gillespie and Yellow Moon, another local musician from our neck of the woods. That's the kind of people we like to feature on our show as much as possible. Speaking of local musicians and local people connected to the music business, is that fair, Nick? I'm joined Nick Kenville in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. So you're up to an interesting event. Why don't you just give us the elevator pitch right off the top? Who, what, where, and when in 30 seconds or less, so we know exactly what we're talking about here.
Well, like you mentioned, it's in Dunvegan.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
June 18th. It's called BPM in the Glen.
BPM in the Glen.
As in beats per minute.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's cool. So that's a term that's really, really familiar to people like you, the DJs and producers, right, that work with music and are synchronizing two different cuts of music so that they actually synchronize, right?
Absolutely,
so
absolutely.
The beats. So beats per minute is an important parameter that you work with. So BPM in the Glen is a fundraising event?
It is, partially.
Okay.
It's also a bit of a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. I love producing events such as these, especially when I have a good crew of people around me helping me out, and that's the case for this event. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay. And the date again is?
June 18th.
Starting around what time?
We're going to open the doors at 6.
Okay.
I figure that's a fair time. People, right around, between then and 9 o'clock. It'll be around the summer solstice, so it'll be sunny till pretty late that night. But, we'll have a nice little evening start.
So this is an open-air event. I don't think our region is used to the notion of a concert that doesn't have live musicians on the stage, as you know. Like our
Precisely.
Region is pretty rich with musicians, right? So I know in the cities, it's quite common to have DJs set up on a stage, but this is what's going to happen, right? You've got three different DJs lined up for this event?
Three different DJs, and we're looking to build this event in the future and add more DJs, but...
So describe what that's going to look like. So you're set up on stage and you're going to have table with tons of equipment on it and...
Yeah, we usually have... It's a pretty lengthy table.
Okay, yeah.
We can fit all our equipment on it. Luckily, one of the DJs, he's a more modern DJ with mainly laptop and a few MIDI controls.
Okay.
So we can all fit on there, and it's...
But there will be turntables as well, right?
There will be turntables as well. Okay. One of the DJs uses turntables. Yes. I use CD-style turntables.
Sort of a hybrid between digital and analog kind of thing, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
This is interesting. So we almost see the progression maybe of DJ equipment over the years.
Kind of thing. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But the person with the turntables would actually have a little needle on vinyl, right? Is that...
Yes.
Okay.
Although it is somewhat modernized in the sense that he's using a software program. So again, it's kind of old school meets new school,
hybrid kind of situation.
Yeah.
Really interesting. So it's going to be, worth seeing just even from that perspective, but I'm sure the vast majority of the people turning out for this event are going to be interested in the beats and the music and the atmosphere that's being created by the mixes that you guys are doing. Right?
I think so. That's the whole purpose of doing it. Like you say, it's not something you see around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from my experience also, like Christina, being from Montreal, living there for a good part of my 20s, I got into the music scene over there with some good friends of mine, and we participated and went to, we loved trying out different events, and we learned how to throw events pretty well as well. So I made a mix there as you were
I was just checking it out here to make sure it's going to play first.
That's good.
Should we give a little sample of...
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us just a little bit about what we're going to hear here, Nick, just so people know...
Sure. Well, I threw a little something together that I thought gives you a bit of a representation of what we'd be playing early on in the night, sort of along the lines of alternative, but also that first track is a Canadian band, folky alternative, and I've been listening to that a lot lately. So I always throw that in, especially we're in the country, as much as it's called BPM, and that usually is a symbol for electronic music these days, and not so much beats per minute. We are still in Glengarry, and when in Rome, you got to
adjust to your demographic or your audience, right?
And I love all kinds of music, so.
Let's give this a listen and just give folks a taste. And just in case, I think a lot of people will be sort of scratching their heads and trying to figure out what we're talking about here. So
sure.
We'll give them a real taste of what we're talking about, and then we can go from there.
skyscrapers soak up the town, but I still work until the day's done. The people all dressed in black and all the cars, they look the same, but I got nowhere left to run. I know there's something for you out there in this
So I figured I'd give a good sample of what the event represents.
Oh, and, I see what you've done here. So you started off with some a vocal portion there, and now we've got sort of some instrumentals going.
Instrumentals, yeah.
So I'm really curious, how much of the original would you have modified? Like, what kinds of things are you doing?
I don't modify.
Oh, you don't? Right?
No, okay. I'm not that kind of DJ. Some DJs do.
Yeah.
I try to find real gems.
Did you want to mention the two bits of music that we've heard so far? Like, who are these guys?
Sure. This is the White Stripes.
Okay.
It's called Hardest Button to Button.
Okay.
These guys are obviously a legend.
And were they the first piece as well, or is this all?
The first one was the Strombellas. I believe they're from Toronto.
Yes. Okay. So yeah. Two completely different groups, two different pieces of music, but they blend together quite nicely, actually.
I try. Sometimes... Yeah. You could argue that I might be a mad scientist that way, and it doesn't always work, but...
I'm going to bring Louise into this conversation. Louise, you're my regular co-host on this show, and I know you're a really, really big fan of this kind of music matching.
I knew that you were coming in tonight, Nick, but I didn't quite get the feeling for what was happening, and I organize a lot of events, and I just was at the Museum of Nature where they have... The whole place turns into a nightclub, and they have different DJs in different rooms. So I want to hear a bit of this music, and then maybe I'll talk after that.
Okay.
That's okay.
Let's hear a bit.
Darkness in my face.
Well, that gives us a good taste of the kind of music you're talking about here. Yeah. Louise, you were looking like you're bobbing your head there, too.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So are people going to be, like, dancing outside, or is there a big tent, or what's the...
Absolutely, we hope so. We have a nice covered stage. My friend Al, he's the host of the party, and
okay.
they got a really nice setup over there where we can handle things rain or shine.
This is somebody's private property, basically, that the event is taking place on.
Neighbors know about it, and it's pretty far away from the neighbors as well.
Yeah.
We have a good sound system, so we got to, okay. Right?
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, people are wondering, well, BPM in the Glen must be electric, but it would be against my nature to go full on electric. I definitely have an electric mix that I'm sure we'll be listening to soon, but at this point...
Instead, maybe not electric, it's eclectic and electric. You got some of each, kind of? Sounds like it, anyway.
I put together a mix. The reason why I called it BPM in the Glen, and the reason why it's going to be somewhat electric, is because when I moved back here after living in Montreal, I started to realize that as a result of technology, I think... This is just a theory, yeah. But I think because of social media and technology advancing the way it has since I had lived here when I was a teenager, we're talking 10, 12 years ago, it seems like with the trending videos, viral videos, people are a little bit more connected with what's going on in the cities. And
their musical tastes have expanded too, because
absolutely.
You can listen to all kinds of music. So that's something that I sure notice, is that there's a lot more... sort of eclectic concerts and things happening because people's tastes are suddenly kind of waking up. They have access to more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you covered this, because I did come in a bit late tonight, but why are you doing this? Because you're passionate about
I came, I got a good job out here after university, and when I was getting back into the country life and realizing that the taste for music around here had kind of changed and opened up, I said, well, it would be nice to throw a party on a beach or something, because in my experiences, those were my favorite events to DJ. And sure enough, I went to an event at the venue or the location that we're going to be hosting it, and it was a really nice setup. And I said, wow, this is amazing. And I asked, and they were more than happy to try it out. So... that's kind of how it happened. It was a bit of a vision and
very organic kind of thing. It just came to you.
It really unfolded naturally. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. And I don't know if you were there, Louise. He mentioned that 15% of the proceeds are going to the Friends of the Glengarry Trail.
Right.
So it's a bit of a local fundraiser as well. And that's.
Are there advanced tickets for this, or do people? Yeah.
Pre-sale tickets are available now for $10. You can go to bpmintheglen.ca to purchase them online.
Okay.
And
the stores carrying them locally in Alexandria?
We have one in the tattoo shop. We have a ticket booth there in Alexandria.
Okay.
And online sales are our main source, as well as I have a team who's selling tickets to groups on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I might be setting up, I'll be updating the website and our Facebook page over the next week, because we might be developing a few more sources just for some last minute pre-sales.
Right. And the website again is bpmintheglen.ca, is that right?
.ca,
.ca, so that's easy to remember. And you have like a PayPal possibility on there? Yeah, there you go. So pretty neat.
It is pretty neat. So are you looking to do other events? Like, can people hire you to come, or?
Yeah, I love production. I worked for Eventco in Montreal, which really opened my eyes. They're a big production company, and I loved being a part of events where people go and to enjoy themselves,
yeah.
And they're generally happy to go there and excited. And when you can throw a good event, it really turns me on. So that's what I...
Just speaking of events and music and things like that, the National Arts Centre, of all places, you know, they have concerts, but I've noticed the last few times I've gone, when you come out into the foyer, they have a DJ there who's pumping out electronic music. And last time it was an electronic mix, and there was an Aboriginal dance thing happening. So I think it's just a sign of how the energy that comes from music, people are throwing it into events as a main focus, but also when people leave like one room or one event, and they, you know, like one part of an event, and they go to some place else, there's other stuff happening there. So
it adds a lot of ambiance as well. There's a big blend actually between almost tribal or world music and electronics as well. I mean, that's been going on for a good amount of time, but it works really well, and that's
people
kind
feel
of the
good.
Point
you see people's faces, they all look. I mean, all age groups were standing there watching, and this music was just, you know, the guy had a turntable, and there was all kinds of stuff happening. And
so long
it
as
worked.
It's good feeling, like it's music that gives you a good vibe, a good feeling. That's the point of my event. All our DJs are able to execute that, and that's kind of the main concept. Just feel good party music.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to be outside. And
here's a couple of questions. So who's your target audience, Nick? What do you have, like sort of an age limit or age range? And is it a non-alcoholic event?
It's a bring your own.
Okay.
Bring your BYOB.
BYOB.
Yeah.
And what age group are you? I guess then you're over 18 year olds? Or
we're pretty sure we can cater to 20 to 50 year olds.
Okay.
And everyone could come away pretty happy.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, that's taking on. It sounds like from your music, and I want to hear another little sample here.
I have another mix. I wanted to put this mix together, obviously, because being an event that's called BPM in the Glen, and the fact that we are going to represent electronic music, I was kind of late into the game with electronic music,
Okay. And
especially house music. I was a little bit resistant to it, you could say, even.
Yeah.
But there were a few events that I went to where there would be some songs that hit and resonated with me, and I developed a taste for it. But I gotta search, and these are some really good finds.
Okay, let's give a listen to some of this mix.
And generally with house music, you have those big builds and the big beats that hit.
Yeah.
But there's some nice harmonies and things that go on that I've found every now and then. That could be, again, it really kind of puts you in a good place mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love from music and what I try to find. And
it's true that house music, for a while, it wasn't that appealing, and something sort of shifted or it moved.
Yeah,
it became more musical or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but I didn't like the repetitive nature of it.
But now it's got sort of peaks and valleys where it takes. And what's that sound? You know, they were doing that at the museum, and there's kind of like a. What is that?
Oh, yeah, like compression, all kinds.
They always do that. It's sort of a break between another piece
and
coming up.
Digital delay kind of echoey kind of thing for the transition.
I really like that.
Yeah. Like we were saying in one of the musical breaks there, that there's a lot going on with some of these DJs on stage. I mean, at the same time, some argue that it's all prepared and they don't really do much anyways. They look like they're busy.
I always wonder how much is a pre-scripted kind of thing or automated.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. So
just going through the motions.
Yeah.
But still, it's good music. This is really, this is going to be interesting.
We have to get you to Bankley Kill.
Yeah,
sure. That's part of it too. I'm trying to, you know, I got a bit of a production company building, and this is something that I want to do, if not full time, definitely on the side as I grow older.
Something I've always wanted to ask a DJ is, you must have an idea of the overall arc of the evening, like that you do build up to kind of a peak, right? A crescendo.
Yes.
And you must have to really pace yourself and sort of have a really clear idea in your head where you want to get to, because don't want to peak too early, obviously.
Yeah, and you don't control it as much. The DJs don't control it as much as you might think.
Really?
And if you're a feature DJ or a headliner,
you
probably have more control because people are there to specifically see you and play those
music.
So
they follow you, eh?
Yeah, by the most part, I follow the crowd. I read the crowd, and that kind of, it's like a symbiosis.
So if they're ratcheting up and sort of really, really getting into it, then
I try to nurture that.
Yeah. It's a real symbiosis, as you say, like feeding off of each other. Very interesting. to share that, Louise?
I was just saying I have one of these songs. It doesn't sound quite like that. It's changed, but
okay.
Yeah. A lot of remixes out there.
But that's got a really good sound to it.
I think you've tapped into one of Louise's ultimate fantasies. She wants to be a DJ.
I want to be a DJ.
Hey, it's
DJ Lulu.
Yeah, no, I was just sort of hovering around at all my events. Everybody that knows me knows I can't do what you're doing, but I make like a whole sequence of music for an event, whether it's an hour or 2 hours, to try to go with the crowd.
You program it.
Yeah, for the time of the day and whether people are setting up at one of my women's shows or whatever, I give them the music to make them feel good, and everybody always has a good time at my events, and I swear, the people are great, but music makes it. Music changes how you feel.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
If you know that.
It's very powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how I started, actually. I would just do pre-arranged playlists for a friend of mine who was a live artist, and just between his sets or before his sets, and
because you got to keep people in a good space.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful tool. It's a very powerful tool, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is great. This is something new and exciting for our region. I'm really excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, me too. And that's what I hope. That's what I was hoping it would become and would be. Yeah.
Well, Nick, I really appreciate you coming in. And why don't you give us just a...
The date and the time.
Yeah, give us the essential 5 W's before we say goodbye.
I don't meet the age 50, but I'm going to go anyway. I'll bring some people.
Well, it's in Dunvegan, a little bit remote. So you can find it on the website, bpmintheglen.ca. It gives you a Google radar shot, I guess you could say.
Satellite shot of the location.
Yeah. And if you use Google Maps, the address that's in there, We'll get you there.
It'll take you there. Okay.
When? Not this Saturday, but the Saturday after, June 18th. And doors open at 6:00. And I'll say why. Well, for the good-natured music lover
who wants to have a good time in the great outdoors to some really good beats. Well, we wish you all the best of luck, Nick. This is a really neat initiative, and We'll want to hear how it works out afterwards. You have to come back in and give us a little postmortem on how things worked out. Did you mention the other DJs that are going to be on the stage? Just mentioned.
There's DJ Exo, who is from Bainesville.
Okay.
And Brian Bliss, who's from Toronto.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. And then yourself, you're going to be DJing as well on stage.
Yeah, I go under DJ Q.
DJ Q. Okay. Yeah. Good to know. I think I mentioned to you on the phone when we were talking today that I'm pretty sure Sean Cooley, who has a show, Bankley Cooley, right after this show, big hip-hop fan and rap, and is a producer as well, and was in the Ottawa scene for many years. He's going to want to talk to you guys, so I'm hoping that I can hook you guys up and you'll come in next week and be on his show.
Absolutely.
And maybe he'll want you to be there for the whole 2 hours, you know, and roll some cuts and stuff.
So. Yeah, I'd love that. I think Brian would appreciate that as well.
Yeah.
And see if we can get some hip-hop and reggae mixes for that.
Wow.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks again, Nick, and all the best of luck, and we'll keep in touch.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Thanks.